I'm a soldier for Christ.
I'm a soldier for Christ.
I'm a soldier.
No, they'll never take us under, because we're bringing truth like thunder. Raining on your speakers like a ton of bricks. Hold the cross high, cause we're Catholics. Fight the good fight with the truth. Stand tall with the truth. I'm a warrior for Christ. I'm in love with the truth. Love God, save souls, slay error.
Go stronger.
Welcome to the Terry and Jesse Show. Happy Feast of St. Joseph, everyone. Joseph, one of my favorite saints. I want to mention Jess is not here today. He's out, but we have a special guest. I would say my favorite priest, and believe me, I have thousands of priest friends. Believe it or not, what I mean by my favorite priest is Father Don Calloway is a zealous young priest. He's still young to me, even though he's been a priest, I think, almost 20 years. Father Don Calloway is the author of a book called Consecration to St. Joseph. Father Don, welcome to the Terry and Jesse Show.
What's up, brother? Hey. It's always good to be with you, man.
Hey, Father Don, I'm so happy today because it's the Feast of St. Joseph, and we have you to talk about your book on St. Joseph. But I want to also say that I'm excited because on the Feast of St. Joseph, right before I came on the air, I heard that our president just came out with some good news that there's a treatment. Go to LifeSite News, breaking news, Trump backs a new coronavirus treatment using a malaria drug that's on the shelf. You just get a prescription. And in France, this has been very successful in treating this disease. And so, hey, on St. Joseph's feast day, I'm happy that they can announce it because I believe he's also interceding for us here. And we're going to talk more about that. Father Don, today's feast, we have a special reading from Matthew. And I'm going to do the reading, which is not common. This isn't Mass. I'll do the reading. I want to hear your commentary, Father. So here we go. Matthew chapter 1, verse 16. Here comes a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jacob was the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary. Of her was born Jesus, who is called the Christ. Now this is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. And I want to add that commentary on that one from Father. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home, for it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took his wife into his home. The gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Father Don, we could take the whole hour, all right, for your commentary, because I know what you're going to say. I've heard commentary from you on this. Share it, brother, because it's very insightful. Go ahead.
Well, yeah. So
I'm hitting you.
Oh, where to start? Like you said, we could do a doctoral dissertation on this thing right now. So the key element there that we want to deal with, and I deal with this in my book in great detail. Yeah. So whatever we don't cover here, please get the book because it's in the book. Thank you. So the word divorce.
Yeah.
Did St. Joseph really want to divorce Mary? I mean, think about this, folks. Think about this, okay? Is the foundation of the new covenant, our salvation, hinging on St. Joseph wanting to divorce our spiritual mother? Did our spiritual father want to divorce our spiritual mother? That's insane.
Amen. Right?
So why is it in there? Why do many translations put it in there? Well, the Greek word that's used is apoluo, right? Now, the context determines the particular definition that you give to that word. So it can be used as divorce. It's true. Nobody denies that.
Yeah.
However, since the context determines what word can be used or what understanding, there's other options such as distance himself from or remove himself from or to place himself, you know, in a position of separation, but not divorce. Now, why did many people interpret it as divorce? Because they didn't know the great holiness of St. Joseph. they thought he was just some old man who was kind of a fill-in, who had a previous marriage before marrying Our Lady with children. And so they thought, well, I mean, he probably thought Mary had committed adultery. And so he was like, I'm out, right? That is not St. Joseph. That is not St. Joseph. We're talking about the man whose mission required the greatest amount of graces after the Immaculate Conception of Our Lady. We're talking about extreme holiness.
Amen.
So he wanted to separate himself from the Ark of the Covenant, bearing the presence of God, out of reverence. He didn't want to divorce her. And some people will say, well, he wanted to do a quiet divorce. What is a quiet divorce? There's no such thing as a quiet divorce, as if nobody's going to be aware. Come on, please. So we've got tons of saints, doctors of the church, St. Thomas Aquinas, you know, tons of saints to back up what I'm saying right now. And this has been an understanding from the beginning of the church, by the way. It's not like Father Calloway just came up with this idea. No, it's because now, you know, we realizing the great dignity of St. Joseph, we need to reevaluate this theory of divorce, because it's not the teaching of the church that he wanted to divorce her. Right?
Amen.
We got to go back to the more reverent theory called the reverence theory. And there's great people who support this. Even Dr. Scott Hahn, yeah, you know, is supportive, yeah, of this. Great scholars, not dumb people. Intelligent scripture scholars, man. So please get the book and unpack. I do a lot more in the book on it in great detail.
Well, thank you, Father. I get excited every time you do that explanation, because it was my wife who shared that. She's a Bible scholar herself with a master's in biblical studies from John Paul II, and she shared that with me. And I said, yeah, the fathers do, everybody, all the saints. Well, what happened? Well, she says, I think we've had a little amnesia. In other words, we've kind of forgot where our roots were. But thank you for sharing that. Hey, I want to bring in the smartest guy in the room, Fulton Sheen, and we say full Sheen ahead. Father Don Calloway's book, Consecration to St. Joseph, has a lot of quotes from Fulton Sheen. But Father Don, there's one quote that really touched me as a married man. On page 125, you quote the Venerable Fulton Sheen. He says this: no husband and wife ever loved one another so much as Joseph and Mary. Father Don, you know what that did to me, man, as a married man? Dude, I'll tell you what it did. It made me say it to my wife. I said, Mary, my wife is Mary. I say, Mary, I want to love you as St. Joseph loved the Blessed Virgin Mary. And she loved that, dude. So I gotta thank you for that, man. I never thought of loving my wife as much as Saint Joseph loved the Blessed Virgin. Why didn't I think of that, man, until I read your book? Thanks.
I love that. I guarantee you every woman would want to hear that.
Are you kidding me?
Right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, really, who doesn't want a man like Joseph? If you're a woman, you want a guy like that, a protector, provider, strong, faithful,
amen,
willing,
amen,
to die for you. That's what it's all about, brother. Yeah.
Father, your website is, what is it, rosarypriest.org? Is that your website?
No. The website, that's my, whatever this thing is. What are we doing here? Skype? That's my Skype.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry.
So the website is consecration to St. Joseph. Consecration to St. Joseph.org.
And that's where they can get this book. Is that correct?
Yeah, you can get the book. You can get the hard copy. Where? How do I show this thing? The hard copy. Sorry, my screen is dark too. I got some lighting issues.
Yeah, I know you do. I can barely. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry. It's what happens when you travel. You don't have a studio. You got this sweet background.
You like my background with Fulton Sheen, man, and St. Benedict's medal and a crucifix. I love it.
Love it. Love it.
Okay.
Yeah. So if you go to that website, consecration to St. Joseph.org, you can get the hard copy or the ebook, Kindle, whatever they call that stuff. Yeah. You can get it all there.
Yeah. And people, this is an exciting time because, Father, you mentioned that if they start this on the 30th of the month, they'll end on the Feast of St. Joseph the Worker. Is that still the case?
Yes, this is
awesome,
huge, brother. This is huge, and I want to explain why it's huge.
Why did you? Yeah, go ahead.
Because today is obviously the solemnity of St. Joseph, the greatest feast of St. Joseph. My heart is overjoyed.
Amen.
Happiness right now. It's amazing. So the next consecration period goes from March 30th to May 1st. Now, why is that significant? It ends on the Feast of St. Joseph the Worker, which is awesome. But here's the thing: right now we got a world situation.
You got it.
With the coronavirus. We got serious issues.
Amen.
We got
people out of work.
Who are unemployed.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
People in the restaurant business, the tourism business, all that stuff, they're out of work. They're like, how am I going to pay my bills?
Airline.
Right? Let's do this consecration, people. because it ends on the Feast of St. Joseph, the worker. And what do we need him to do for us? We need him to help people get their jobs back, right?
Yes.
But also, so that our churches can open again. Mm-hmm. We need to be able to have public mass again, right? So here's the thing. Here's the thing. I'm so excited about this, man. I apologize if I'm too excited.
I'm glad, brother. So am I. Hit me.
This is what excites me. In the book, I talk about how Joseph in the Old Testament, remember him?
Yes.
How he was sold into slavery by his brothers.
Yes.
And he ends up going to Egypt, and he becomes like one of the favored people of Pharaoh, and he stores up grain, and he feeds the people in time of famine, right?
Yep.
Right. So today, we've got a greater famine. People can't get access to the bread.
Exactly.
Bread of life, right? The churches are closed. Amen. We've got to beg, implore St. Joseph for those doors to open again, those storehouses of the bread of everlasting life. And we got to ask St. Joseph for this. Let's do this. April is going to be a bumpy month, my friends.
You got it.
We don't know if this thing's going to go away right away.
No, we don't.
We've got to go to Joseph. He's got the storehouse. He can open the doors. So we've got to go to him. Please, I beg you. I beg you.
Absolutely.
From March 30th to May 1st, do this consecration with the book, so that people can go to the Eucharist again, so we can get their jobs back.
Amen.
And we can have peace and hope. Please, well, please do this.
Well said, Father. We're going to take a quick break, but I want to remind everybody at 1 o'clock today, Pope Francis has asked all of us to get our rosaries out, our swords out, to pray everyone on Feast of St. Joseph. Now, that's 1 o'clock Pacific Coast time. I don't know where you're sitting. Maybe it's 4 o'clock East Coast, you know. But my point is this. We're going to pray in front of the Blessed Sacrament because our church is open. Some churches are. If not, pray it at home. Pray with the family. Pray the rosary today, especially in union with the Vicar of Christ, Pope Francis. When we come back, we'll talk more with Father Don Calloway, author of Consecration to St. Joseph, on this great feast day of St. Joseph. Hey, St. Joseph, pray for us. We'll be right back on the Terry and Jesse Show on Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Don't turn that dial.
Sirach 11:24 says, "Do not say, 'I am self-sufficient. What harm can come to me now?'" According to St. Catherine of Siena, presumption is like vermin burrowing at the root of the tree of our soul. If we do not uproot it with great care and humility, it will eventually destroy the soul. May God keep us from all presumption of mind and heart, and realize that we depend on Him for everything.
Tummy.
How does the baby eat?
Can the baby hear me?
How did the baby get in there?
Wow, a pregnancy can sure generate a lot of questions, but what's important is that a baby is a baby, inside and out of the womb, not just after birth, but 9 months before, at conception.
That's right. Every baby is a miracle. Hello, my name is Marianne Kuharski. I'm the director of Pro-Life Across America. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of alternatives or assistance or would like to support the work of Pro-Life Across America, please visit our website at prolifeacrossamerica.org, or better yet, simply dial #250 on your cell phone and say the keyword pro-life. Pro-Life Across America is non-political and totally educational.
A baby's heart is beating 18 days from conception.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. Jesse's out of town today, but I have my good friend Father Don Calloway talking about his book called Consecration to St. Joseph. I have a suggestion to make. Folks, when we get through this coronavirus disease that's coming on, the coronavirus, I'm going to make a suggestion that you buy Father's book, one for you and one for your local parish priest. Why? I'm going to tell you why. He's a spiritual father to us, right? So he needs this book as much as you do. And I thought it would be a nice way of welcoming the father back, your parish priest back, because we're going to get through this. I'm not convinced that this is the end of the world, okay? So why don't you go to the website, consecrationtosaintjoseph.org. Get two copies. Don't just get one for you. Get one for your local parish priest. Father Don, I got to ask you, why did you write this book, man? What was on your mind?
Well, you know, the world's got so many issues right now with gender confusion.
Oh, you got that right.
People don't know what it means to be married. They're confused about everything, man. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we got people today trying to marry trees, bro.
I hear you.
We are so messed up today that we've got to get back to fundamentals.
Amen.
We've
got
to get back to basics. And what better way than to bring in a good, loving father like St. Joseph to give us common sense and return to the basics and restore some order to this crazy world. So that's why I wanted to do it.
Yeah. Father, when I read this book and I saw, I have it all highlighted with my yellow highlighter. I mean, you quote so many saints, but I never let you get away. There's two stories I want you to tell. One, an Italian priest who gave his life up for St. Joseph. But before you do that one, Blessed Bartolo Longo, tell us about who this man is and why he had devotion to St. Joseph.
Yeah, this guy, I love this guy. So he was in Italy and he was raised Catholic, but then he fell away from the faith when he went off to college and he got involved in the occult and he became a satanic priest, literally. Those are his words, not mine. He became a satanic priest. But then he was depressed and he was thinking about suicide, crazy stuff. And then he had a huge conversion through the rosary.
Awesome.
But not only through the rosary, it was also through St. Joseph. He ended up writing a book on St. Joseph because he loved the title Terror of Demons.
I do too.
Yeah, me too, man. That's a money title, right? That's amazing. So he wrote a book on him. It's only available in Italian, but I had parts of it translated. So there's quotes from Blessed Bartolo Longo because he's now a blessed, you know, this guy.
Yeah.
That appear in the book for the first time in English, and they're powerful, man, powerful.
Yeah, I love what he has to say. Now, Father, I want to also ask you, you gave such history on St. Joseph in the sense of how the church has raised him up, just in the last 100 years especially. It's almost like the age of Joseph. Can you share a little bit about that?
Yeah, so it kind of all began in 1870, which is 150 years from 2020. So we're in the 150th anniversary year of this great stuff going on. He was proclaimed patron of the Universal Church in 1870 by Blessed Pope Pius IX. After that, it's been snowballing. Things have been happening. Like just 9 years after 1870, St. Joseph appeared in Knock, Ireland with Our Lady and John the Evangelist. And then after that, he appeared in Fatima. This is important. A lot of people don't know or have forgotten for some reason that St. Joseph appeared at Fatima.
That's right.
This is huge. All the three children talked about this at the last apparition, October 13th, 1917, when the sun spun and thousands of people saw it.
Yeah.
St. Joseph appeared holding the Christ child and together they blessed the world, right? And then Sister Lucia dos Santos said shortly after that, that the final battle between good and evil would be about marriage and family.
Amen.
Well, hello, we had the Holy Family appear at Fatima, and yet we don't emphasize that enough. We got to resurrect that aspect of Fatima message because we're not going to experience the triumph of the Immaculate Heart until we get the family right, right?
Amen
to
that, Father.
We got to close the gap. We got to bring in St. Joseph. This is what I'm trying to do, man, big time.
Yeah, Father Don, before 1870, there was a priest who was really devoted to St. Joseph, and he made many sacrifices. In your book, you tell the story. I don't want to give all the stories, but there's so many gems in here that you want to get the book. But can you tell us that story about the priest who actually sacrificed his life for this?
Yeah, so this was a Dominican priest. Now he's Blessed Jean-Joseph Lataste. He was from France. Mm-hmm. And, you know, many people were asking the Pope to declare St. Joseph the patron of the Universal Church, but the Pope was like, well, I don't know if it's the right time right now. So there was this Dominican priest who wrote a letter to the Pope and said, look, the Holy Spirit is asking this, and I will give my life as a sacrifice, meaning he would do penances and you know, really commit himself to this. Well, the Pope was so impressed with that letter that it was just like a year later that he said, because of this Dominican priest's sacrifice,
yes,
I will do that. And he did. He was declared the patron of the Universal Church.
Father, I want to talk about the consecration, but I love on page 74 where you said, St. Joseph will protect you against Satan and demons. Can you talk about why St. Joseph is the protector of against evil, please?
Yeah, well, basically, he saved our Savior, right? So when Amen. Herod was a lunatic, basically possessed, the yeah. guy wanted to kill children, right?
Yeah.
He took our Lord out of that situation and fled to Egypt. And so if St. Joseph is able to save the Son of God, he's more than capable of saving us from these people. Now, it's crazy because a lot of great quotes in the book talk about how there are other Herods in the world who want to destroy us. One gigantic one is Planned Parenthood.
Amen. You know what I mean? You bet.
So we have got to bring St. Joseph into the pro-life movement because he is the most pro-life saint after the Blessed Virgin Mary. Really.
I love
it. He saved the Son of God from a lunatic. So wanted to kill him, you know. So we've got it. There's so much. There's so much with St. Joseph we have got to highlight and emphasize in the church today.
I'm with you 100%. And Father, when people talk about, when you talk about this consecration, some people are saying, well, how can I do it? Do I have to go to my parish? Can you kind of set the stage of how you would structure? I mean, the book gives you all the information so you don't have yeah. to say, like, I got to go to a parish to do it. You can do it at home, can't you?
Absolutely. And right now, that's pretty much all people can do at the current
yeah,
moment.
Really?
But that's fine. It's okay. Yeah, it's meant to be done. You can do it individually or as a group setting.
Yeah.
But everything you need is in the book. And, you know, a lot of people have said to me, well, can I really consecrate myself to St. Joseph? I've already consecrated myself totally to the Blessed Virgin Mary.
Yeah.
And I'm like, duh, of course you can. I mean, what child only goes to its mother, right? That's not normal. That's weird. What if you lived in a house and you said, I only talk to mom. There's some other dude who lives in the house who calls himself dad, but he's of no importance. That's totally weird, man. You've got to go to both parents, right? That's what Jesus did. In the New Testament, it says he placed himself under the watchful care of Mary and Joseph. If Jesus did that, we need to do that too. So let's do it. Let's go to Mary and Joseph. That's huge.
Doesn't that make sense? I mean, think about it, folks. The Holy Family. Father Don, I'm going to tell a little quick story about St. Joseph that is so beautiful in my own life. And I know people listening go, yeah, man, I go to St. Joseph. Well, my mom and my grandma were driving on a freeway and an accident took place where they went off the embankment into the air. And, you know, it was like a 50-foot drop. And they wouldn't have been doing too well when they hit the ground, right? But yeah. as they went up in the air, my grandmother, who was a very holy woman, called on St. Joseph for protection. And doggone it, the car went in the air, didn't flip, didn't do – she switched off the road, and wow. it landed, and nobody got hurt. When the highway patrolman came, they saw these two women saying their prayers. And it was St. Joseph who interceded for them on that behalf. So why do you think I have devotion? My parents were married they were engaged on the Feast of St. Joseph like 72 years ago. I was engaged 32 years ago with my wife on the Feast of St. Joseph. St. Joseph, pray for us. Why? He's the protector of families, and I ask for his intercession, and I would suggest our listeners do it, and also get his book by going to consecrationtosaintjoseph.org. And when you say saint, just put ST for saint for consecrationstjoseph.org. And again, don't just get one copy. Get a copy for your priest. When you get back to the parish, wouldn't it be nice to say, hey, Father, we missed you. I thought you might like this. Hand it to him. It won't hurt. Father Don, let me ask you before we go for a break on a topic of vocations too. I have a young man here right now who's living here at the rectory at our center. He's going to be going to the priesthood with Mother Teresa's order. And St. Joseph had a very powerful effect when he was in prison. This man was in prison and St. Joseph reached out to him. But tell me about vocations. How is St. Joseph, can he help you in your vocation, Father? And let's say a young man thinking about the priesthood. What does St. Joseph have to do with that?
Oh, he's got everything to do with it. If you think about it, St. Joseph is basically the first, the guy living with you is going to love this.
Yeah.
St. Joseph was basically the first missionary, right? Because he took Jesus into foreign territory, into Egypt. And so the guy who's going to join the Missionaries of Charity, you know, as a priest, that's going to be fantastic for him. But he can help all people discern their vocations, and especially priests, because St. Joseph, though a layman, and this is incredible. I mean, the greatest saints in the Catholic Church actually were laymen, right? Mary and Joseph, right? They weren't priests. They weren't bishops or anything. However, we call Mary the mother of priests. And in a certain sense, St. Joseph is the father of priests because he needs people to replace him in the adoration. See, St. Joseph is the one who basically established adoration chapels.
He did. I love this.
Mm-hmm. He did. He's the one who exposed our bread, the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus, first in Bethlehem, then in Egypt, then in Nazareth, right?
He's
the one who set this whole thing up.
Yep.
So he's the model of being devoted to the source and summit of everything, which is the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus. I mean, St. Joseph never got to adore our Lord under the Eucharistic presence, right?
Right.
But it was the same Jesus, body, blood, soul, and divinity. So when men discerning the priesthood or guys who are already ordained look to St. Joseph as a model of the interior life, right? You're going to be a man of zeal for the real presence of Jesus Christ, and you're going to want to bring him to souls because that's ultimately what the priesthood is all about. It ain't celibate social work. It's about saving souls.
Amen, Father. Father, you do vocation weekends. How can people get a hold of you if they're thinking about the priesthood? How do they contact you for that?
Yeah, if you go to that website, consecrationtostjoseph.org, there's a link that goes to my own website and where you'll see the upcoming vocation retreats that I do at our house in Steubenville. So, go there, check it out. If a guy is thinking about the religious life or priesthood, please contact me.
Father, I want to give you one big endorsement. Bishop Athanasius Snyder, who's been on our show many times, on the back of your book, man, I mean, when I saw that Bishop Athanasius endorsed this book, I was like, sign me up, even though I know you. But I mean, he's in my mind, I respect him more than any other bishop because of what he stands for on the faith and what he's been through. Here's what he said. In consecration to St. Joseph, Father Calloway has given the church a precious gift. St. Joseph is the patron of the church and terror of demons. Our spiritual father will teach us to place God above all things, strive for purity of heart, maintain profound interior life, and have boundless confidence in unchanging truth. Now is the time for individuals and families, parishes and dioceses to consecrate themselves to the spiritual father of St. Joseph. Wow, sign me up. How do you do that, folks? Go to consecrationstjoseph.org. Get a couple copies, one for your priest, one for home. When we come back, we're going to talk more about this book and how it can change your life and help you fall deeper in love with Jesus Christ and his bride, the church. We'll be back with more with Father Don Calloway.
Christ's message of love, mercy, and compassion is for all of humanity. The Last Days, the Passion and Death of Jesus the Christ, is a live passion play being performed in Los Angeles and is an opportunity to get up close and personal to Jesus Christ during the season of Lent. Hi, I'm Jonathan Rumi, and I play Jesus Christ, and I'd like to invite you to join us on April 4th, 5th, and Good Friday, April 10th, at Emmanuel Presbyterian Church in Koreatown for this special presentation. If you're not able to attend the play in person, please consider supporting the ministry by making a donation to help us ensure Christ's message is brought to the world through the arts. For more information, again, go to www.thelastdayspassionplay.com and find, follow, and share us on social media, on Instagram, at The Last Days of Jesus, and on Facebook, at The Last Days of Jesus Passion Play. Thank you so much, and God bless.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for supporting Virgin Most Powerful Radio. And here's an easy way to support us by going to smile.amazon.com and type in Catholic Resource Center or Virgin Most Powerful Radio. And when you log in your Amazon account and you purchase products, a portion of it will go right back in supporting Virgin Most Powerful Radio. And it doesn't cost you a dime. I want to thank you ahead of time because that supports us year-round. May God bless you and your family. This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Welcome back. Father Don Calloway is our guest. We're talking about his book, Consecration to Saint Joseph. And I thought about it at the break. You know, I talked about Saint Joseph and his devotion for the vocations for priesthood. You know, Father, on chapter 8, you have a comment about St. Joseph as the guardian of virgins for nuns. Give us an insight on why religious should have, religious meaning consecrated virgins, have a devotion to St. Joseph.
Oh, because, I mean, he's the one who can bring us into such intimacy with Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And just like Our Lady, does. And that ultimately is what all Marian consecration and now the St. Joseph consecration are all about, is growing closer to Jesus Christ. And so, you know, he lived with, think about this.
Tell me.
St. Joseph lived with the two greatest virgins to ever walk this planet, and that's Jesus and Mary.
Amen.
And St. Joseph himself was a virgin, right? So he wasn't an old widow with previous children from a prior marriage. That's legend.
Nonsense.
That has never been the teaching of the church, and it never will be. It's legend. It's apocryphal. It's non-inspired nonsense. So when you entrust yourself to him, right, for all of us, whether married or single or in a vocation of consecrated life, he's going to protect you.
Yeah.
He's going to watch over you.
Got
he's
it.
Going to defend you. He's going to cover you with his paternal cloak. And saints talk about this. I mean, I've got it in the book.
Yeah.
St. Teresa of Avila
talks
about his protection, right, for her virginity.
Right.
St. Therese of Lisieux, the little flower, right? Everybody loves the little flower. She talks about how she was so devoted to St. Joseph that he helped her, to protect her, you know, from any harm whatsoever. So we've all got to do it, but especially religious.
Amen. Father, one section of your book is worth the price of the book, and it's called Prayers to St. Joseph. Man, I want to thank you because you've compiled some prayers to St. Joseph, litanies, consecration, daily acts, you know, prayer, Louis de Montfort. I mean, you got all the heavy hitters here, man.
Yeah, so it's good stuff, man.
It's good stuff. So tell us why you did that. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, we needed to get the consecration prayers in there, right? So I got options that people can choose from.
Yeah.
But then I wanted a whole bunch of other prayers in there, too. And I wanted not just your standard prayers, you know, to St. Joseph the Worker, which is great. Those are great, right?
Yeah.
But if you look on the internet, you keep finding the same stuff. So I'm like, let's get some new stuff, man.
Man.
So I got translations from other languages into English, and I got one. To me, it's a zinger. It's from that Blessed Bartolo Longo, right?
The Italian translation, yeah?
Yes. And he calls in that prayer St. Joseph the Vicar of the Holy Spirit.
Woo! Oh, man, my mouth just dropped. The Vicar of the Holy
Spirit.
Huge.
Again, you could write a doctoral dissertation on that, because if he's the Vicar of the Holy Spirit, he's treating the Blessed Virgin Mary as the representative of the Holy Spirit, as that sanctuary, as that temple, and he's going to guard her. He was no old man. If he had to guard her, even defend her physically, he would have done it, because that's what men do. That's what they're called to do.
Amen.
So he's the Vicar of the Holy Spirit. He's a protector, provider, defender, and spouse of the Immaculata. I mean, wow.
Father, you just knocked me off my chair. I stand for the show, but my legs got a little weak on that one. Vicar of the Holy Spirit. Dude, that's unbelievable. Father, Father really is. And there's so much more in this book. And I know people, I don't get a dime out of selling this book. You know what I want? I want you to get to heaven. And I believe this book is going to help you get to heaven, because St. Joseph's role is that, just like Father Don helping soul. That's what the church's role is. So get his book by going to consecrationstjoseph.org. And I get a couple copies, like I said, for your parish priest. What a great gift to give your priest when we get this coronavirus through and we're back in our parishes. And you go back to your parish and you say, Father, I want to thank you. Welcome back. Here's a welcome gift. You give him Father Don's book. And you know what's going to happen at his homilies, Father? I'll tell you what's going to happen, because I've already got priest friends of mine. They're preaching from this book on Sunday liturgies. Why? Because it's gold in these books, and because it's not Father Don. This is the this is the saints. This is what the Catholic Church has been teaching, and many of us have forgotten these things. And Father Don, it's great that you put this book together. Can you kind of just roll through a little bit of how it works, how simple it is to prepare to make this consecration? You talked a little bit about doing it at home, but kind of run through that, please.
Yeah. So on that website, again, it's consecrationtostjoseph.org. On that website, it explains it. It's super simple. It couldn't be any easier. So every day for 33 days, you just do a little reading every day, and it's based on the litany of St. Joseph. So I unpack the titles that are there, and you do a little reading every day, and then you pray the litany of St. Joseph every day. And literally, it takes like 15, 20 minutes max. Right. And by the end of it, you're ready to go. You're like, man, I can't wait to consecrate myself. Like today, for example, my I had to turn off my volume here and on my phone because it's pinging like a slot machine. Everybody's like, Father, I did it. I consecrated myself. I'm so happy. I am thrilled. Really, I'm so happy about this. So that's how it's done. Super simple and self-explanatory. It's all in the book.
Awesome. Father, when you quote some of the saints, you know, it blows me away, because I didn't hear, and St. Francis de Sales, Introduction to Devout Life, The Treatise on Love. I've read those books, man. But you got a quote here on page 67. It's day 28 that this rocked me, okay? It says that nothing will be refused. We refuse him, St. Joseph, neither by Our Lady nor by his glorious son. Are you kidding me? St. Francis de Sales said that?
Yeah, he has one of the best homilies ever given on St. Joseph. It's incredible. And here's the thing. Think about this. Okay, so there's only two people in the entire existence of humanity who have a paternal intercessory power with the Son of God. And that ain't you and me.
You got that right.
It's Mary and Joseph. Like if I said right now a prayer to Jesus that went like this, Jesus, my son and savior, right? That's whack. He's not my son, right? But he is the son of Mary and Joseph. So when they ask, they're asking as parents.
Yeah.
And he's hearing it as a son. So just like if your mom asked you for something, if your mom came to you and said, Terry, I need you to do something.
Yeah.
You're going to do it.
Of course.
Mom, right? Of course. If your dad asks you, you're going to do it. So that's the power of the intercession of St. Joseph, man. It's unparalleled.
Wow. And again, here in this time of what I call a crisis in our church, Father, I'll be honest with you, man, it's a crisis. Isn't this the time that Saint Pope Paul VI on day 32, I was very moved by this, protector of the Holy Church, he's invoking Saint Joseph as the patron and protector through his unshakable trust in him, in Christ. It seems to me that right now in time of history, you couldn't pick a better time to ask St. Joseph's intercession for the protection of the church. Am I wrong on that? It just makes sense to me.
Oh no, it makes so much sense. Just as Mary is the mother of the head of the church, Jesus Christ, which means she's also the mother of the members, the mystical body, you and me.
Yeah.
Well, St. Joseph is the father of our head, Jesus Christ, but he's also the father of the members. And so we need a protective father today, because the flock is being scattered. The wolves are everywhere.
Yeah.
We need a father to come in and clean house. We need a father to come in as the terror of demons, the mighty terror of demons, and to restore order. That's why we need St. Joseph today more than ever before.
Well said. Pope Leo XIII had a lot to say about St. Joseph, but he had a lot to say about Our Lady too. And on page 157, you quote, he, St. Joseph, guarded from death, the child threatened by the monarch's jealousy, and found him for a refuge. Can you talk a little bit about what Pope Leo XIII did on the devotion to Saint Joseph?
Oh, he was phenomenal. Yep. I mean, he wrote the first encyclical mm-hmm. on St. Joseph,
yep.
right?
Yeah, sure did.
And then what he did, which I wish that we still did, man, it's a beautiful prayer. It's in my book. He composed a prayer to St. Joseph to be prayed after the rosary that is like almost like the equivalent of the St. Michael prayer, because yeah. he's also the one that gave us that prayer.
Okay.
And it's powerful. He says, "To thee, O great St. Joseph, we come in our afflictions. Guard us from the trials of our days." It's powerful, man. It's like locked and loaded, man, when you pray that prayer. But people, they don't know about it.
And that's in your book, right, Father? That is in your book, that prayer?
It's in the book. Yep. Okay. Yep.
Well, awesome, because we got to get that. And again, if I sound like a broken record, everyone, why am I so anxious to get this book into your hands? Because I believe that St. Joseph, it's his time right now. We need devotion to St. Joe. So I want to ask you to get to the consecrationstjoseph.org. That's on the back of his book. If you get the book, get a couple copies, hand them out to your friends. This is the time to evangelize. This is not a time to be quiet regarding St. Joseph. Father Don, in your book, you also have just so many saints that quote St. Joseph and on their devotion. Can you name, I know you said St. Teresa, I see that one, St. Francis yeah. de Sales. Name a few other saints. How about Fulton Sheen?
Oh, huge. He was so in love with St. Joseph, and I got a lot of his stuff from The World's First Love,
yep.
right?
Yep.
Three to Get Married, and that book about marriage.
Yep.
Great stuff.
Yep.
And some other of his works. And then I got some lesser known ones in the book that are just phenomenal.
Well, give us one.
Yeah. So St. Peter Julian Imard, right?
She's
yeah. Right.
Home run.
This guy's out of control. He's got a book of his own on St. Joseph.
I've
and so I took tons of stuff from there because
yep.
he was all about Eucharistic adoration. And I just got him all over the book. And then another one that's even lesser known is Blessed William Joseph Chaminade.
That doesn't ring a bell. That doesn't ring a bell. No.
This dude was hardcore.
Good.
He lived during the French Revolution.
Oh.
And he was on the run hiding from people because they were trying to kill him.
Yeah.
And he said during the French Revolution that we have to be the heel of the Blessed Virgin Mary and crush the serpent, right?
Like him.
Yeah. And I've got a sermon that he gave in the back of the book, the entire sermon, but I sprinkle quotes from him all throughout the book. He is, oh my gracious, one of the greatest promoters of St. Joseph in the history of the church. Wait till you read some of his stuff. Unbelievable.
Fantastic. We're going to come back. We're going to break for the final segment talking about Father Don Calloway's book, Consecration to St. Joseph. I want to take this time. This is a feast day of St. Joseph. Can I share something, folks? I know it's Lent, but the church lets us celebrate. So mom, dad, break out to some ice cream. It's the middle of Lent, but it's St. Joseph's feast day, man. I know for me, I'm celebrating. That's what I'm going to do, and I hope you will with your family, because this is a great feast day of the church. One of the greatest. We come back. We'll talk more with Father Don Calloway about his book, Consecration to St. Joseph. Thanks again for supporting Virgin Most Powerful. We couldn't do it without you. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Attention VMPR listeners. We've talked at length about the attack on our youth through popular culture media, but what if I told you there was someone trying to make a difference? The newest novel, Britfield and the Lost Crown, by C.R. Stewart, is reaching schools across America and sharing Christian morals alongside great storytelling. What if I told you that this mission needs your help? To reach more children, Britfield and the Lost Crown need funding for their ongoing book tour. If you're interested in making a difference, if you're interested in buying the book, or are curious and want more information, go to BritfieldInstitute.org. That's BritfieldInstitute Institute.org. Or email media@Britfield.com. Help open up the world of Britfield and the Lost Crown to people everywhere.
In Luke 7, Jesus said, I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven her, because she has been shown great love. According to St. John of the Cross, Christians should always remember that the value of their good works is not based on number and excellence. Their value is based on the love for God that prompts them to do the works. May we always be motivated by true love for God and not worry so much about what we do, but why we do it.
Buying or selling your home or your business property? This is Terry Barber. Real Estate for Life underwrites the Terry and Jesse Show, and they can connect you to one of 900 pro-life real estate agents around the world. And when they receive their referral fee, they will give 80% of it to a pro-life organization. Wow, that's 80%. RealEstateForLife.org, 877-LIFE-US1.
This is Dr. Scott Hahn, and you are listening to The Terry and Jesse Show.
To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Here's Terry and Jesse.
Welcome back. Jess is out of town, but Father Don Calloway is here with us. We're talking about his Consecration to St. Joseph book. Father, this is very interesting. At the end of your book, you have a thing on a meditation for the solemnity of St. Joseph. This is his day today, by Blessed William Joseph. How do I pronounce that last name?
Chaminade.
Okay, Chaminade. Well, what's the story with that? What does he have to say that's so beautiful, Father? Because it's in your book.
Yeah. So there's a lot that I could have put in the book, back of the book, as supplemental material.
Yeah.
But I wanted his, and I also wanted a great article by Father Gary Gru Lagrange.
Right here, yep, that's the next one, yep.
Who's amazing.
Tell us about both of them.
Taught John Paul II, yeah.
Go ahead.
But the Blessed William Joseph Chaminade stuff, he so unpacks it in one place about the greatness of St. Joseph, the dignity, his privileges, his mm-hmm. titles, his honors. Mm-hmm. And he says even things like he's the savior of the savior.
Wow. It's true, yeah. Though. Think about it. Right. Without him, would Jesus have survived? No, probably not, man.
Exactly. So we're not, and he's not saying that Saint Joseph is God or divine
I get
or anything
that.
Like that, right?
Yeah, I get
he's
it.
He's just saying that he saved him from Herod, and so if he's able to save Jesus, he's able to save us too, in the sense of from the threats of that face us. So that homily that he gave, I said I got to put that in the book. It's so awesome.
Awesome. And then who's the next theologian that had to talk about an interesting topic? Because When I saw this predestination thing of St. Joseph, yeah. Well, go ahead and cover that too. That was interesting.
Yeah, so that's that Father Reginald Gary Gru Lagrange, who was a 20th century theologian, and he taught
Dominican,
St. John
right?
Paul II.
Wasn't he a Dominican? Yeah, go ahead.
That's right, a Dominican. And he says in that article, and that article was written a while ago, that basically we're only coming now to recognize the great dignity of St. Joseph, that he, after the Virgin Mary, is the greatest of all the saints. And he says, even higher than the angels.
What?
Yeah. And why can he say that? He can say that because God never called any angel father. God never bends his will to an angel.
True.
But to St. Joseph, God did the will of Joseph. God called Joseph father. The extraordinary holiness and dignity of St. Joseph, because of his close union with the hypostatic union, the incarnation, is unparalleled. Only Mary is higher than St. Joseph. Wow.
Father, one of my great saints, I went there for our honeymoon to the St. Joseph's Oratory 30-some years ago in Montreal. There was a man named Brother André Bossette, now St. Bossette, and he had a great devotion. Can you share a little bit about, because he's one of my favorite saints of St. Joseph. I know there's many, but he, man, that dude had humility, man, and he was into St. Joseph. So can you share a little bit about him?
Yeah, he's such a great guy. I've been to that shrine myself many times. And he was just a humble guy. He never became a priest. Yeah. He was just a doorman at the monastery, right?
That's right.
So for decades. But yet he was known to have extraordinary holiness. And he always told people, go to Joseph, go to Joseph.
Yeah.
So he started this little shrine, which grew and grew. And now it's a basilica. It's the world's largest church dedicated to St. Joseph in Montreal, Canada. And I for all, anyone listening to this, if you ever get a chance, go to the Oratory of St. Joseph in Montreal. It's extraordinary. And the tomb of St. André Bossette is inside the basilica.
Amen. Can I share a little story too, Father, about him that was so powerful? I remember reading his life story and just many miracles. He was the miracle worker. I mean, just amazing man, a holy man. But here's a great story. His brothers, they're Holy Cross Fathers, and they're like the Notre Dame guys. You know, they're intellectual guys. And at the dinner table, they'd be sitting there reading from a holy book and getting insights on, scripture and the lives of the saints. And so they were during Lent, they were talking on the Passion of Christ. And so they said to Brother Andre, what's your insight? So he gave this beautiful rendition of the Passion of Christ and a very compelling explanation of Jesus dying on the cross. And they go, man, Brother Andre, where did you get that insight from? What book did you get that from, man? Tell us, what's the name of the book? And Brother Andre says, I didn't get it from a book. Well, then where did you get it? On my knees in front of a crucifix.
I mean, love it.
Does that move you, Father? That moved me, that story. I said, that's the kind of guy I want to be. That's who I want to emulate, a guy like that. And again, Father, a million people were at his funeral in 1930 because they were so moved. I met people who knew him personally back in the late 80s. And they told, I sat there at night, tell me more stories about Brother Andre. All right, Father. Hey, we're coming to the end. Again, can you summarize the benefits of people reading your book? What are they going to get out of this book, Father?
Yeah, so you know how all children resemble their parents, right?
Of course.
Especially, yeah, I look like my mom, you know, everybody does. Well, Mary is not our physical mother, and St. Joseph is not our physical mother. However, we should resemble them in their virtues. And that's what this book wants to do, is through them, go closer to Jesus and resemble them in their virtues. So we need to become obedient, faithful, patient, loving, sacrificial, all of those humble, all those things. That's what St. Joseph is going to teach us. And I'm telling you, my friends, right now, we need to get on board with this March 30th. It starts the consecration, ending on the Feast of St. Joseph the Worker. This is going to be huge to bring about a renewal in the church, to get those church doors opened again, to get people back to their jobs, and to bring St. Joseph strong into our family lives again. We need this, everybody.
Well said. Father Don, before I let you go, I never let a priest go without giving a blessing to the radio audience. Could you do that for us, please?
Absolutely. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this great solemnity of St. Joseph, our spiritual father. We ask you to bless all the listeners, their intentions. Take away any fears, any anxiety that they're going through right now because of the current situation. Give them hope. Give them peace. Cover them. Cloak them with St. Joseph's loving paternal care. And we ask this through his intercession in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you, Father Don. Before I let you go, we call it the five stones of David that we cover at the end of the show, and I think you'll like this. We also say the five stones. What are the five stones? Pray the rosary every day, everybody. If you're not praying the rosary every day, you're not on Team Jesus, okay, here at the Terry and Jesse Show. Number two, get to confession. Most parishes are still hearing confessions at their regular time. I've even seen some priests going out in the parking lot and the car pulls up and the dude says, hey, Father, can I go to confession? Yeah, man, hit me. And so that's good. Get to confession, pray your rosary, read your Bible. We read it to you every day, the readings of the gospel, the readings from Mass. Read your Bible. Fourth one, penance, right? Now, I'm not going to say I'm going to do penance today. I'll tell you, because it's St. Joseph's feast day. But, dude, on Fridays and Wednesdays, you got to do some penance. Give up something for Jesus. If you can't control yourself, you're in trouble. So the next one that we do, we also read the Bible. We pray the rosary. We go to confession. And next one, Holy Hour of Power. Fulton Sheen did 60 years of daily holy hours every day. Tonight, we're going to be in our church tonight at the Sacred Heart Chapel. 2 hours, we pray for priests. Bishop Athanasius Snyder, same order I'm in. The Opus Angelorum, he's praying for priests 2 hours tonight. We do it from 7 to 9. If you're in the Covina area, join us. We can't get more than 50 people in the church. We'll be 6 feet apart, but we'll be power praying for our priests every Thursday. That's important. Now, if you can make a holy hour at your parish once a week, that's great. I try to do it every single day. Why? Because I want to be close to Jesus. So you use these five stones of David, and they will help you get to heaven. Father, last thing we asked Jesse, if he was here, I'm going to say, Father Don Callaway, what state should we be living in? See if he remembers.
State of grace, brother.
He remembered. And Father Don, what state shouldn't you be living in, even for a second?
State of sin.
Yep, see that? Father Don got it. Folks, I want to thank you again for Virgin Most Powerful Radio. We couldn't do this. We're 2 years now going, and we're getting on more stations, the internet all over the world through our app, and we couldn't do it without you. And I know a lot of you folks right now are not working. And, you know, I'm not even going to say, send us some money. You know why? No, I'm going to send you programming, and we're going to pray for you that you get your job back. And when that happens, yeah, if you want to put us between your gas bill and your water bill, great, because we could use it. But I want to just encourage you to fall deeper in love with Jesus Christ and his bride, the church. And I want to encourage you to listen to what's on our app. We still have Father John Carapi's old catechism teachings. Talk about power preaching. You can still listen to his teachings on the catechism here on our app. And there's the rosary, there's the Divine Mercy, Chapel of Divine Mercy. Father Don, we actually praise it, or is it with me and Jesse? Someone, I know, I'm not sure who they have. The point I'm making is you need to get your spiritual life in order. And again, my final thought, Father Don Calloway's Consecration to St. Joseph, The Wonders of Our Spiritual Father. What a great subtitle. You can get that. Father Don, how can they get that book? I'll let you say it last time.
Yeah, you can get the hard copy or the e-version, Kindle version at consecration2stjoseph.org. So that's consecration2stjoseph.org.
Father Don, I want to thank you again for joining us, and may God bless you and keep all of your community together in falling in love with Jesus Christ and his bride, the church. Thanks for your witness of not just St. Joseph to Our Lady, to your love for the Eucharist, and your fidelity to Holy Mother, the Church. May God bless you, Father Don, and your ministry. God love you.
Thanks, Brother. Right God on. Bless you, too.
Folks, I just want to say one last thought. What we are doing here at Virgin Most Powerful is trying to inspire you with one thing, to fall deep in love with Jesus Christ through his mother, through St. Joseph, through the Holy Spirit. You know what? All the above. You know why? Because life is short and eternity is forever. And I want to remind you of this time when many churches are closed. This is not the time to go watch reruns on television, okay? This is the time to get your beads out, to get your Bible out, and to lead your family in prayer. I have adult kids, right? They're in their 20s. Last night, you know what? Pray. We prayed with rosary. I mean, they're in their 20s and 30s. You know what? I don't care. Right now, the church is in need of our prayers. Think about what Our Lady of Fatima said. Souls are going to hell because no one is there to make sacrifices and prayers for them. So is there any other explanation? Like, I'll give you an example. Father Don Calloway is an example. No turning back. His book or DVD or CD, get it. Here's an example of a man that had been left the faith. How else could he have come back? I believe it was his mother's prayers and the prayers of lay people, especially those Filipino pious ladies that helped this man come back to Christ or come to Christ. And then look at the effect he's having. This is what we're praying for here at Virgin Most Powerful, for a renewal. Hey, I hear the music. May God bless you and your family. And up next, I believe, is Barbara Nicolosi here on Virgin Most Powerful Radio. And I want to thank all of you who are monthly donors. You know, we send you all kinds of programming every month as a way to form you so that you are well grounded in the fundamentals of the Catholic faith. Because we know that when you know your faith well, you can defend the faith, you can share the faith, and you can love the faith. May God bless you. And the last thing I will say is at 1 o'clock today, which is another hour here at Pacific Coast time, we're praying our rosary in union with the figure of Christ, Pope Francis. And I would encourage you to get the beads out at 1 o'clock. I know Father Don will do that, and you can do it too. And get the kids, get the whole family around to pray that rosary. Father Don, thanks again for all your work. Folks, God bless you, and keep the faith and share the faith. You're listening to Virgin Most Powerful Radio, the Terry and Jesse Show. I have a special guest on tomorrow, and we'll be back again at the same time, same station. God love you.
St. Faustina's Prayer for Priests. O my Jesus, I beg thee on behalf of the whole Church, grant it love and the light of thy Spirit, and give power to the words of priests, so that hardened hearts might be brought to repentance and return to thee, O Lord. Lord, give us holy priests. Thou thyself maintain them in holiness. O divine and great High Priest, may the power of thy mercy accompany them everywhere and protect them from the devil's traps and snares, which are continually being set for the souls of priests. May the power of thy mercy, O Lord, shatter and bring to naught all that might tarnish the sanctity of priests. For thou canst do all things. Amen. Virgin most powerful, pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful Radio, sharing the gospel with clarity and charity.